A new report from Milwaukee's Jewish Community Relations Council finds that incidents of anti-Semitic behavior in Wisconsin went up between 2018 and 2019. That aligns with a larger trend in the last 4 years. Incidents ranged from the actions of official hate groups to social media posts and even threats in Wisconsin's middle schools. Earlier this month, the group held a public conversation in Whitefish Bay about the audit and what communities can do to discourage anti-Semitism. Ann Jacobs is the chair of the Jewish Community Relations Council that's part of the Milwaukee Jewish Federation. She talked earlier today with Central Time producer Dean Kinetter.
So the audit lays out different types of anti-Semitic activity and tracks each of those. Before we zoom in on them, can you give us a sense of how many incidents we saw in 2019 and how that compares to recent years?
Sure. Our audit this year documented 73 corroborated incidents of anti-Semitism. This was a fairly significant impact over 2018-19 year, which was, it's about 55% up from last year. More astonishing was that this reflects a 329% increase over 2015. So in a period of only 4 years, we've seen a massive increase.
Most all of the types of incidents you tracked went up. One in particular was direct harassment, threats, and assaults. There were 40 instances you found last year. That's up from zero in 2015. Do you have a sense of why that's gotten so much worse?
There's a lot of different thoughts on why people feel so emboldened to say things directly to another person in ways that we haven't seen before. And I don't have a good answer of why, but what we do know is the sort of comments are astonishingly hurtful and harmful, and people were willing to say it out loud and didn't really seem to think they were doing anything out of the ordinary.
And when we talk about those direct threats and assaults, what kind of actions are we looking at there?
Oh, things like saying things. A lot of times it had to do with Holocaust references, I wish you would have, I'm sort of summarizing or giving an example, I wish you would have died in the ovens, things like that. And so they're really targeted attacks on somebody invoking Jewish heritage and anti-Semitic and Holocaust-related imagery.
Another one of the categories in your audit that caught my eye was middle school activity. What kinds of things were we seeing happen in schools?
It was very interesting. In past years, we had seen some of this going on at the high school level, and we had been watching that closely. And this year, we saw it trickling down into the middle school age group. So kids were saying things about how, you know, if you were in the Holocaust, did you want to be shot or be gassed? So some pretty shocking statements from young kids, and it's interesting because they had just enough knowledge of the Holocaust and things like that to know how to say something incredibly hurtful. And because they're in middle school, to a certain extent, lacking the understanding of how profoundly harmful that is, it was jarring.
And that is a time, as you said, when kids are starting to learn about things like the Holocaust and how racism and anti-Semitism have played out in history. Does the education in classrooms need to look at the historical facts and the ways that that thinking is showing up today, too?
I think that the people who are doing some of the best teaching are including that. Because it is more than teaching sort of here are the facts and here are the numbers. It is also teaching about empathy. It is also teaching about how did we allow as a society these things to happen and what were the actions there, and a recognition of how that harm continues to translate. So I think that the broader the curriculum, including both Holocaust education, but also this greater understanding of our diverse community and the importance of us not instilling hate in all of its myriad forms is key.
There were also a number of incidents in Wisconsin last year connected with official hate groups. What form does that type of activity usually take?
So back in the day, it used to be we would get faxes, and nobody faxes anymore. And now what we're seeing are emblems, graffiti, stickers, and some social media. So we're seeing the KKK putting out flyers. We are seeing people like former congressional candidate Paul Nehlen invoking all sorts of hate group symbolisms and call to action. We're seeing the Patriot Front, which has this very ordinary looking red, white, and blue sticker. Like, what could possibly be anti-Semitic about that sticker turning up? Except that they are a far right wing hate group and they espouse anti-Semitic views. And so when someone's putting their stickers up, it's a beacon to like-minded people like, hey, we're here, come join us. So it was a whole variety of different activities from groups.
We're talking with Ann Jacobs right now, chair of the Jewish Community Relations Council, looking at their audit of anti-Semitic incidents in Wisconsin last year, which went up more than 50% from 2018. And Ann, if one of us listening right now sees an anti-Semitic incident like this playing out, maybe it's a comment made to someone in person, maybe it's a social media post, what is the best response? What are the steps we should take?
We would love for people to report what they are seeing. The only way we know how to address these incidents is to know where they're happening, know who's doing them, and then we can figure out the best way to address them, whether they're in schools, in public, anywhere. So people can go to MilwaukeeJewish.org or call us at the Milwaukee Jewish Federation. We will happily take their report. You know, what people can do even is just take a photograph and email it to us. I want to share a little anecdote with you. There was a ski trail in northern Wisconsin that had some swastika spray painted on the trees. This was not a particularly Jewish area, and we don't know why somebody chose to do that. It was reported to us. But what was even better was that the community came together and went through the entire ski trail, removing all of them as a community because they didn't want that hate in their community. So we want to know about it, but we also know that there are people out there who really don't want hate and are willing to work with us as allies. And that is a warm feeling despite all of this horrible information.
You mentioned allies there, and I imagine another important aspect of the solution is building relationships between faith communities and religious groups to get their help on educating people about anti-Semitism. What are the steps in building those alliances?
Rarely does hate stop with just one small group. People who hate tend to be equal, or not equal opportunity haters, but tend to hate a whole lot of different people. So it's a matter of working within our community writ large. And so that means building alliances, whether it's formal alliances, for example, through the Interfaith Council, whether it's more person-to-person alliances simply by being present in our larger community. It means supporting our neighbors, our friends, when things happen in their communities. So when the shooting in New Zealand happened and there was a prayer vigil in the mosque here in Milwaukee, it was essential that the Jewish community be present for that. Why? Because when things like that happen to one of us, they happen to all of us, and we need to be there for each other.
And when you hear people around Wisconsin talking about incidents like these and anti-Semitism more generally, do you get a sense that there is a real desire to address this problem head on?
Oh, I think so. I think that there is a real awareness of how toxic this is and corrosive it can be. So in some ways, while social media spreads it, which is unfortunate, at the same time, people can see it and call it out because they know that it isn't only anti-Semitism. It is also racism. It is also anti-Muslim sentiment. It is also also. It is all the different groups. And so I think there's a growing recognition that we need to speak out because it will touch all of us.
Well, Anne, thank you so much for talking with us today. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Anne Jacobs is the chair of the Jewish Community Relations Council, which is part of the Milwaukee Jewish Federation. She talked with Central Time producer Dean Kinetter about the group's audit of anti-Semitic incidents in Wisconsin last year, which were up 55% over the year before.